Kyrie, how do you explain this one tonight?
It's just what it is, you know. Came out with a lot more energy, executed offensively and defensively, and did a lot of switching on our ball screens and coming off our pick and rolls. I think that some of our aggressiveness was down in terms of what we were going to do and execute when they were switching. We still had to figure that out, but just take it as a learning experience. I mean, we took a lot of punches tonight and just came out, just wanted to finish the game playing hard. And it's a great team down there, and they did what they did tonight.
What sort of things did you guys address at halftime?
I mean, we just didn't have a rhythm at all coming out of in the first quarter. I mean, to go up 10-2 and, you know, a couple of things didn't go our way. But as a team that's continuing to get better, we still have to play through those things. And we knew that we got down going into halftime, and we just had to keep fighting. We can't put our heads down, especially when a good team like that gets it going. I mean, they got it going. They were making shots. Just executed really well offensively, and they were getting almost every shot they wanted. So just got to look at film, see where it can get better.
Kyrie, you mentioned using this as a learning experience. Absolutely. What is the overall lesson that you hope your guys take from this one?
That they definitely play like the champions. I mean, they came in with a chip on their shoulder, something to prove tonight. Caught us basically while we were down, and you know, it's just, we don't want to make any excuses for ourselves. They came in and just kicked our ass. I mean, we just got to call it plain and what it was, and didn't do the things that we wanted to tonight. They took us out of a lot of our stuff, but a lot of things we can definitely fix and get better at. But I mean, it's just a learning experience.
Did the physicality of the game bother you at all?
No.
Did you think the frustration?
No.
Kyrie, this game, a lot of people are looking at it as maybe a measuring stick to see where you guys were. Were you guys looking at it that way? And if so, how concerned are you?
I mean, we have a long way to go. We know that. We still have a lot more games to play to find our continuity. And we've been preaching that even in our wins. Some of our wins have been really, really ugly as well. I mean, we don't shoot the ball well, but we get by sometimes based on our talent. And whether that's plays that come in the fourth quarter or executing based on the great players that we have, sometimes we get away with that. And tonight, they took us out of a lot of our stuff. Isolation basketball wasn't going to be the answer for us tonight. And they were living with a lot of our drives, but also packing the paint when me and Braun were coming off our pick and rolls. And they're switching, their ability to switch on the pick and rolls with Draymond and Andrew Bogut dropping in the middle of the floor. They're staying home with our shooters, but also making us finish over contested bigs in the lane. And they're living with that mid-range shot. And a lot of the film that we're going to watch, especially myself, is just going to see where those opportunities can be taken advantage of going forward. And playing against the top two teams in Western Conference were both good tests for us. Came up short. It's fine. Still a long season for us. We're not defeated. It's not the worst thing. Of course, everyone else is going to make it seem like it's like the worst thing possible that we got to beat on our home floor. But something to learn from and go forward to. And we'll be okay. We'll be just fine.
Last two.
The first one could have gone either way. You easily could have beat them on Christmas, but mm-hmm. Concerned at all to leave here 0-2 against them this year?
No, that's no concern. Like I said, we'll be just fine. We have the grit, and we have the players to do so. And I know that a lot of us will take this personally, and we know where we come into practice tomorrow and going forward. A couple things that we need to address internally, especially going what we need to expect from one another going from game to game. Because tonight, a lot of things we just got to clean up.